I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The world rallies around Ukraine following Russian attacks on civilian targets in Kyiv. Ukrainian armies promised new air defense systems yesterday. Russia pummeled Kyiv with missiles for 2 days straight, killing 19 and wounding more than 100. Transworld Radio Europe is reconnecting with the team in Ukraine. Ever since Russia began its war in February, the TWR Ukraine team has sacrificed safety for service. International Director Dirk Müller says,
"There are people like you and me. They are sad, terrified, angry. They are full of worries. And still, they decide to stay in the situation. When hardship, when war, when unrest rocks the world, the only hope we have is a rock called Jesus. As TWR, we have to stand and proclaim this rock, Jesus Christ, into these war zones."
And Iraq's parliament meets today to elect a new president. Officials failed to elect a president 3 times this past spring. Iraq held its last elections in October of 2021. Popular Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr won the most support, but not enough to form a government. Samuel with Redemptive Story says people in Iraq are searching for answers.
A lot of them, particularly in the south of Iraq, are asking those deep questions and saying, well, Islam has failed us. What other things out there? And so many of them are turning actually to atheism. And then those that don't are looking for other answers, including Christianity. And we just had the joy of being part of a wonderful event where over 40 people from the south of Iraq were baptized.
Here's how we can pray. Ask God to embolden local believers and pray Iraq's president will care for the people. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.